This is Apollo Launch Control at T-minus 2 hours and counting. T-minus 2 hours, the countdown proceeding satisfactorily. At this point in the count, we started a very major test just several minutes ago, what's called the EDS test. EDS standing for the Emergency Detection System. This is a final major check of all elements of the emergency detection system within the launch vehicle that signals the crewmen in the spacecraft if there are problems during the final phases of the countdown and, of course, during the powered phase of flight. We use computers to exercise all elements of the emergency detection system during this period. The test will last some 20 to 25 minutes. Spacecraft Commander Frank Borman participating very busily in the test since he has to keep an eye on his abort lights and report back as he gets his various cues. We had an abort advisory system test that preceded this. This was more of a communications check, although Borman did get his light cues. Now, as far as the emergency detection system check is concerned, it's a joint test with the launch vehicle and space vehicle people participating. We exercise all elements of the emergency detection system as reported. If we did not have the computers participating in a test like this, this test alone would take some 16 hours to complete. However, we will be able to complete it in some 20 to 25 minutes. What is going on at the time is we are creating different abort conditions, simulating them within the launch vehicle. These conditions in turn are sent to the instrument unit, the guidance system for the launch vehicle, which sits atop of the third stage. Within the guidance system, this information is received. We have triple redundancy as far as abort conditions are concerned. That is, there are three different votes that can be registered on any single unsatisfactory condition. Two votes out of three confirming an unsatisfactory condition results in an abort recommendation in most cases to the spacecraft commander, astronaut Frank Borman. We have several abort modes, however, which would be automatic. These would be rather catastrophic conditions in which there might be a loss of thrust on the pad or a possible tip over of the launch vehicle. This very key test is in progress at this time and will continue for some 20 minutes or so. As far as all other elements of the countdown are concerned, all still going well at this time. We're still aiming for our planned liftoff at 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, flying on a flight azimuth of 72 degrees for that launch time. Now, T-minus 1 hour, 56 minutes, 55 seconds and counting. This is Launch Control.